Something that just about a year ago, we were all, as a whole, as a LSU football fan community, were highly critical of for good reason. But now it might be something that could actually end up being this team's greatest strength. And I'll explain what I mean by that on today's edition of Locked On LSU.
You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Well, thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, we are on YouTube as well. So check us out on your preferred podcast platform. You can listen. You can also watch on your smartphone, on your smart TV, on YouTube. Just search Locked On LSU and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a single second of your Locked On LSU content. My name is Caroline Fenton, and I'm your host, as I am every day. I graduated from LSU. I've been covering LSU sports since 2016, and I'm now a sports talk radio host in Nashville. Before I get into how LSU's greatest skepticism could really become its greatest strength, I got to let you all know that today's edition of Locked On LSU is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. I initially recorded the podcast with no sound, so let's do this the second go around. Thanks for being so patient with me. But let's go back to just over a year ago, a year and some change, when Brian Kelly was first hired. What was the number one critique? LSU skeptics, what was the number one skepticism? Was that how could a man who's from Massachusetts, who spent almost the entirety of his career in the Midwest, how could he possibly fit in South Louisiana? How could a guy who spent the last 10 years in snowy, gray, cold South Bend, Indiana, which I'm allowed to say that because I've been to South Bend several times, and every single time I've been there, no matter what month of the year it is, it's cold and it's gray and it's rainy and snowy and it's really, God, the weather's truly awful. How can somebody who has spent the entirety of their career in a school that is so culturally rich yet so culturally different than LSU, how could he be successful? How could a guy like that has zero ties to the state of Louisiana, to the Southeast as a whole, how can he recruit in the state of Louisiana, in the Southeast as a whole? How could he possibly be on a, how can he relate to these 16, 17, 18-year-old kids that are from New Orleans, from Baton Rouge, 4 and 5 stars from across the Southeast? How could he possibly fit at a school like LSU? Well, now we're just over a year removed. We're a season removed from that. And I think the skeptics, myself included, the skepticisms have wavered. They've gone away. LSU has now been to the SEC championship in Brian Kelly's first year. He beat Alabama in first year. And I understand and I know, and I've said it so many times, that success is not linear. But now that we're a season and two recruiting classes removed from Brian Kelly's hiring in 2022 and 2023, all of those concerns of Brian Kelly's outsiderness, I mean, not all, but most, have faded. But I think it's not just about those concerns about him not fitting. I don't think that it's just about, okay, like, we're not worried about that anymore. To be fair, I think we need to give Brian Kelly credit for his quote-unquote outsiderness to be actually maybe a strength for this LSU football team. And what I mean by that is looking at the 2023 recruiting class. In the 2023 recruiting class, LSU has the top recruit from two states, neither named Louisiana. LSU landed the top recruit out of Maryland, Deshaun Womack. LSU landed the top recruit out of Minnesota in Jackson Howard. Now, I don't know if Deshaun Womack and Jackson Howard would have come to LSU if Ed Orgeron was the head coach, if Les Miles was the head coach, if I was the head coach. I don't know if those players would have come to LSU regardless. But all I can say is I don't think there's ever been a recruiting presence in Maryland or Minnesota as strong as the number one recruit in the country coming to LSU before Brian Kelly got there. Now, those are absolutely, you know, Notre Dame areas where Brian Kelly would have recruited. That, to me, has Brian Kelly's DNA written all over it. Looking at the 2023 class, there are 25 recruits in that class. And there are 8 states, other than Louisiana, that are represented. LSU has representatives from Maryland, like I mentioned, Deshaun Womack, Minnesota, like I mentioned, and Jackson Howard, Texas and Florida and Georgia, which I kind of consider being LSU's, I call it, you know, the LSU comfort zone, really, so to speak. Because before that, you're looking at recruiting classes and you're looking at LSU's target zone, and that's Florida, Texas, Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama. Those are all going to be your target states no matter what. Those are going to be the competitive areas around the SEC no matter what, because you're going to have talent in those states no matter what. So you're going to have the Texases and the Floridas and the Georgias. But in addition to those, LSU has Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri, Nevada, Ohio, plus Louisiana, of course. And LSU has 2 out-of-state 5-stars, Deshaun Womack from Maryland and then Javion Toviano out of Texas. LSU has 6 out-of-state 4-stars from Florida, from Minnesota, from Georgia, from Missouri, from Texas. Now, I'm not saying that diversity or, you know, stepping outside of this quote-unquote LSU comfort zone is necessarily going to be a positive thing. But all I can look at is to say it's different. And now LSU isn't, they're not steering away from this comfort zone. They're not steering away from the strongest recruiting areas in the country. They're only adding on to it. You still got top recruits out of Texas. You still getting top recruits out of Georgia. That's nothing new. But in addition to those recruits, you're looking at talent all across the country. And I'll compare it to some recruiting classes of the past. Because how different really is it? Because you might be thinking to yourself, well, maybe you're just taking notice. And that's fair. So I did my digging. I did my due diligence. And looking at this, looking at the past, I think 2020 is the outlier here that I do have to acknowledge. That in the 2023 class, you had recruits out of Louisiana and Georgia and Texas and Florida and Mississippi and Alabama like you would expect. But that 2020 class also had California, Colorado, Maryland, Virginia, Washington. Now, that is the exception to the example that I'm showing here. And I'm going to fight that and say that the 2020 recruiting class probably wasn't very hard to recruit across the country. If I'm a kid in California, if I'm a kid in Idaho, if I'm a kid in name random state in America, I probably wanted to go to LSU after watching that 2019 season. So I'll throw 2020 out as an outlier because that class did have a lot of representation from around the country. But again, who wouldn't want to go to LSU? Period. Especially after the 2019 season. But let's look at 2018. A coach, like, you know, right in the middle of Coach O's tenure, that class had 22 recruits, 13 of which from the state of Louisiana, 3 from Texas, 2 from Florida, 2 from Mississippi, 1 from Alabama, and then your one outlier there was Massachusetts. So majority in the big chunk of your recruiting class is in-state, and all but one was from that Louisiana comfort zone, that LSU comfort zone. Let's look at 2015. Right, you know, right in the middle of Les Miles, not really the middle, but it's toward the end of Les Miles' tenure, but at least under the Les Miles era, and then in recent history, in the 2015 class, LSU had 23 signees, 13 of which were from Louisiana, 5 from Texas, 3 from Georgia, 1 from Florida, and then you had 1 from Ohio, a 3-star, and George Brown. I don't even know what George Brown is doing these days. Hope he's doing well. If you're listening, hey. So that's kind of the juxtaposition there. While all of those recruiting classes were great and I had a ton of talent, it was really centrally located within the state of Louisiana. And while that's still a priority, and that's what I want to get into coming up next, the difference here is you're getting recruits from all across the country. You're getting recruits that I have to think probably wouldn't have even been on LSU's radar, nor would LSU be on their radar before Brian Kelly. So I'm going to be fair here. And if we're going to critique Brian Kelly at the beginning of his tenure for not being, quote, one of us, for not being a Louisiana guy, I think we have to give him credit for what he's been able to do and what he's been able to make of that to make LSU better, is using his out of Louisiana ties to make LSU better. But there's still one thing that is so incredibly important to recruiting, to LSU football, that Brian Kelly isn't ignoring in congruence with the talent that he's bringing in from across the country. And I want to get into that coming up next. But before we do that, I want to tell you about Built Bar, because I love Built Bar. And I think that some of your New Year's resolutions after the holidays, you might not be feeling so great about yourself. Some of your New Year's resolutions might be to eat healthier. But if you have a sweet tooth like I do, you don't want to have to give up your desserts, and you don't want to have to give up the things that you love in order to stay healthy. So if you feel that way, then you have got to try Built Bar, because with Built Bar, it's healthy and actually tasty. I mean, they're so delicious that you don't even think that they're good for you. Honestly, they're perfect for your New Year's resolution. They're perfect for the diet that you might be going on if you're going to the beach in the next couple of months. So what makes Built Bar so good is that they're covered in 100% real chocolate. 100% real chocolate, and they come in candy bar-esque flavors, unbelievable flavors like churro, peanut butter brownie, coconut almond. They are delicious. And I'm not really sure how Built does it, but they make the Built bars taste like a candy bar without having to go outside of your diet, without having to sacrifice your macros. They get 130 calories and only 4 grams of sugar and a whopping 17 grams of protein. So what I do at the beginning of the day, I throw a Built Bar in my purse and my backpack, and I'll munch on it throughout the day whenever I get hungry. So if I get that sweet tooth coming on, or if I get hungry, then I have a healthy snack on the go that'll keep me full for hours. And now you don't need to wait around to get a box. For years, we have been talking about ordering your Built Bars at Built.com. So now you can get them at your local Walmart or Sam's Club. Just go to Walmart, head to the pharmacy section, grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can grab a 4 box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, or coconut puffs. Or if you're going to Sam's Club, run in there, grab a 13-bar box with our hit flavors, brownie batter. I love brownie batter and churro. That is Built Bar, Built.com. You can thank me later. Well, thanks again for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. Make sure you check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Everything that you need to know about college basketball all in one place. Plus, you can hear from big name experts, insiders, coaches, and players. Locked On College Basketball, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. So I think that Brian Kelly deserves some credit for what he's been able to do and the talent that he's been able to bring in out of state. That's something that we really haven't seen before. I mean, looking all the way back to 2015, and of course 2020 is the outlier with so many players across the country trying to get a piece of that 2019 season. 2015, really heavily Louisiana. 2018, really heavily Louisiana. And those were just two recruiting classes that I picked up from both of the coaching regimes of recent history, and Les Miles and Coach O. But that's really kind of been the trend with LSU, and rightfully so, is because you need to have that home base of Louisiana. You need to have your home base be your home state. But one thing that won't ever escape me is what Brian Kelly said about how toward the end of the season, once you know the season was kind of wrapping up and we're looking ahead to the upcoming recruiting cycle, about how that still is his priority. But it doesn't have to be your only priority. This was Brian Kelly earlier this season.
We're going to identify the best prospects, throughout the country. And you'll see that in this signing class. We'll have players from the Northeast, from the Midwest, from, the West Coast. But our base will be Louisiana and the South. But I don't think you can, when you're LSU and you have a brand that is so recognizable throughout the entire country, you can't have blinders on either, where you go, oh, I'm just in Louisiana and I'm not going outside it. So our scope and vision is national, but it's not like we're pulling, 4 guys out of every state. We're going to have a heavy influence in the state of Louisiana like we should, but we're going to know where the best players are in the country as well.
Oops, sorry. That's how it should be. And that's reassuring to hear Brian Kelly reiterate that priority that LSU football continues to have of keeping your focus in state, but also not ignoring talent from across the country. So I have to applaud Brian Kelly, not just for bringing in talent from across the country and really good players, specifically Deshaun Womack. We talked to John Garcia Jr. a couple weeks ago, and he said he looks at Deshaun Womack to be one player, and maybe the one player, specifically if you have to choose one, to be a day one starter, to be a contributor right away in his true freshman season. And that's a kid from Maryland. I have to applaud Brian Kelly for doing that while also maintaining a presence and maintaining priority in the state of Louisiana. Because look at the 2022, 2023 class, rather. 25 recruits, 15 are out of state, some of which are from that base, that southern base of Texas, Florida, Georgia, but also, like I mentioned, Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri, Nevada, Ohio, all across the country. And 10 of which are from Louisiana. The second highest rated recruit in the state of Louisiana is headed to LSU, and that's Zalen Hurd. Zalen Hurd is second only to Arch Manning, who, let's be completely honest, I didn't think he was going to come to LSU anyways. And we could all hope, we could all keep our fingers crossed, we could all, at least have a hope that he would go to a spring game and fall in love with LSU. But really, he's the highest ranked recruit in the history of ever. We knew that that was going to be kind of an outlier. That wasn't going to be your typical in-state recruiting cycle. So the second highest rated recruit in the state of Louisiana is headed to LSU. Two of the top five recruits in the state of Louisiana are headed to LSU. And you also look at the top 15. Seven of the top 15 recruits in the state of Louisiana are going to LSU. And it doesn't just stop at the 2023 recruiting class. Also look at the transfer portal. Because Brian Kelly has mentioned that one of his priorities is keeping talent in state. Well, one of those, one of the, tentacles off of that idea is bringing Louisiana talent back to Louisiana via the transfer portal. Jalen Lee is transferring to LSU from Florida. Well, Jalen Lee coming out of high school was a four-star from Live Oak in Denham Springs. He was a 16th ranked in-state recruit in the 2020 class. Went to Florida, left the state of Louisiana, a talented player coming back to Louisiana. Aaron Anderson, a former five-star recruit out of Edna Carr High School, New Orleans. He committed to LSU, decommitted from LSU, went to Alabama, decommitted from LSU whenever Coach O got fired, went to Alabama, is coming back to LSU. Aaron Anderson was the number one ranked recruit in the 2022 class. Look at Zy Alexander, who, when he was in Laurelville, wasn't really anything special, but went to Southeastern. Was a three-year starter at Southeastern, was a four-star transfer in the transfer portal. He's headed to LSU. Three guys from the state of Louisiana, impact players in high school or wherever they went after, in Zy Alexander's case, who went elsewhere and are coming back to Louisiana or coming back to LSU. That, to me, is putting the idea in motion, is putting your priorities where your mouth is. And actually executing on those things. Because while we see eight states not named Louisiana represented in this 2023 recruiting class, you still have some of the top in-state talent staying at LSU. While, the number one transfer portal class involves guys from West Virginia and Syracuse and guys from all across the country, went to high school all across the country, you still got guys that are coming back home. And I think that that's important. A balance of in-state talent while not ignoring talent around the country. And I think Brian Kelly's roots all across the country are part of that. And Brian Kelly's commitment to the state of Louisiana, keeping coaches on staff, bringing guys on staff to be recruiters and coaches to fill those holes and be the Louisiana representatives, I think are all part of that. But it's not all sunshine and rainbows. How can LSU improve recruiting in state? We'll get into that coming up next. But before we do that, I gotta let y'all know that if this year at your Super Bowl party, if you want to bring out a sportsbook app, the only app that you're gonna need is FanDuel. It's America's number one sports book. So we're super excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On because they're the number one sports book in America. Duh, it's FanDuel. So if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. So download this FanDuel app now so you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet, and you'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel lets you bet on everything. They've got money line, point spreads, all the way down to who will score a touchdown. And if you want to put together a fun little parlay with a couple prop bets, one prop bet I'm looking at is Jalen Hurts' anytime touchdown score. In the Eagles' last nine games, or at least in Jalen Hurts' last nine games, he has scored in seven of them. So I'm going to bet on Jalen Hurts to run it in at least once in the Super Bowl. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is safe, secure, and super easy to use. And best of all, you can get paid your winnings instantly. So join FanDuel today at FanDuel.com/lockedon to claim your no-sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. So I think that while as much credit as I'm going to give Brian Kelly in terms of these past two recruiting classes, and of course, as we look ahead to 2024, because it is now 2024 recruiting season, I think there are also a lot of really fair critiques of this football program, of how this program has recruited, because there are absolutely areas that need to improve. And I look at one area that I just lauded, that's keeping in-state guys in-state. It needs to be better. Two of the top five recruits in the state of Louisiana are headed to LSU. There needs to come a day where that's 5-5. And I understand you're getting into, you know, positional battles and you're getting into guys where, like, for example, this year, you have Arch Manning and Eli Holstein in the top five. Not both of those quarterbacks are going to go to LSU. I understand that there are, you know, certain, you know, intricacies like that. But you need to get back to the point where if you're a four-star, five-star in the state of Louisiana, you're going to LSU. Seven of the top 15 recruits in the state of Louisiana are going to LSU, but a lot of that is carried by 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. The rest of the top 10 recruits in the state of Louisiana are headed to other SEC schools, headed to Texas. That needs to change. You need to keep your top recruits in state. You need to keep all those guys in state. And I understand you're not going to get every single five-star in the state of Louisiana. I mean, I'm not reaching for the moon here. I'm not asking for something that's unattainable. But I think the rate can be better, and it should be better. If that's going to be priority 1A in terms of recruiting, is keeping your home base, your home state, seven out of the top 15, three out of the top 10, you need to be better. And I'll even go as far, even further. Defensive recruiting in-state needs to be better. And I seeked out the top 10 defensive recruits in the 2023 class in the state of Louisiana. And I had to cut that down to just top six, because once you get past the top six recruits, you're getting into recruits that didn't get offered by LSU. And I'm not going to fault LSU for guys that they didn't even deem worthy of an offer. So I'll look at the top six defensive recruits in the state of Louisiana. Number one, Derek Williams. He's a five-star corner. He's headed to Texas. Tackett Curtis, a five-star linebacker. He's headed to USC. Both got offered by LSU. Jordan Matthews, a five-star corner out of Woodlawn. He's headed to Tennessee. Got offered by LSU. Jaden Osbury, five-star linebacker. Interestingly enough, he's going to Notre Dame. Nice little home and home they've got going on there, Notre Dame. He's out of Notre Dame, got offered by LSU. The number five ranked defensive player in the 2023 class in the state of Louisiana, Kylan Jackson, he is going to LSU, four-star safety. And then you go down to the number six, Curly Reed, four-star corner from Lake Charles. He's headed to Washington. He also got offered by LSU. One of the top six defensive players in the state of Louisiana is coming to LSU, and it's number five. And that is no disrespect to Kylan Jackson. It's just looking at the recruiting class as a whole. And I would be naive to not mention, or I'd be remiss to not mention how many factors may be pulling players a certain way, NIL being one of them. I don't know if any of these guys are going to Texas or USC or wherever it may be because of NIL deals. I don't know that. But I just want to acknowledge that I understand that that's a factor. But you need to be better than one out of the top six defensive recruits. Especially because what's one position group that I've been talking about for the past for months now? Number one position of need for LSU in 2023 is corner. And you have two five-star in-state corners that are going to Texas and Tennessee. Now an SEC team and a soon-to-be SEC rival. What's another position of need that I've talked about? Linebacker. You've got two in-state five-star linebackers that are headed to USC and Notre Dame. Classic Big Ten rivals. I'm joking. So that's what I'm looking at here, is you've got positions of need. And you've got talent in-state. But that talent isn't staying in-state, for whatever reason it might be. So I will applaud Brian Kelly for putting his money as where his mouth is and keeping Louisiana a priority. We see that in this 2023 class. I applaud Brian Kelly for bringing his not LSU, not Louisiana background to LSU and being able to bolster up this 2023 class by doing so. And bringing in the top recruit from Maryland, Deshaun Womack, who is going to be, per John Garcia Jr., absolutely could be a day one starter. But I also have to address positions of need. I also have to address areas that need to be improved upon. And that is continuing to keep in-state talent in-state. But that's going to do it for me today. Thank you for making Lock and LSU your first listen every day. Now, for your second listen, check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Experts Isaac Shade and Andy Patton, who are the best. I love those guys. They bring you everything that you need to know on and off the court. Plus, you can hear from big-name experts, coaches, and players throughout the basketball landscape. Locked On College Basketball, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.